Hey, it's list season, and we've got a big list and an annual list coming up today, right here, and the rest of this week on Locked On Lions.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's happening, everybody? Matt Derry with you. It's Locked On Lions for another week on a Monday, July 11th and a Tuesday, July 12th, right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Indeed, your team every day. Thank you for listening, making us your first listen each and every day, and also watching on YouTube. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at BetOnline. More props, more odds than ever before. For more information, go to betonline.net. Coming up on the show today, it's our annual list that we do every summer. The five players that can be first-time Pro Bowlers with the Lions. It excludes some guys, but players that could be making this season their first Pro Bowl appearance if they play well enough on the Lions. We're going to count them down from five being least likely to one being the most likely guy. And we'll do that starting today and the remainder of this week right here on Locked On Lions. Also, lots of love out there nationally and internally inside Allen Park for Aiden Hutchinson. We will explain that coming up on the program as well today on Locked On Lions. Again, you can find us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions on Twitter, and also the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. And please, we want to get up to 1,000 subscribers. We're in like the 930s on YouTube. If you have not subscribed yet to Locked On Lions on YouTube and get this show via video every day, please do. YouTube, subscribe, hit that subscribe button, and watch us every day on YouTube right here on Locked On Lions. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Folks, we're getting close. We're getting close to training camp opening up in a few weeks down in Allen Park. The rookies showing up first, and then the entire team. And it's getting exciting. We're getting into football season. There's still some free agents out there kind of looming and lingering. Not sure if the Lions are going to be in on any of those types of guys, but wanted to start the show today with something that we've been doing really for the last, six summers, and that is taking a look at guys that could be a first-time Pro Bowler. Now, what this means is that Frank Ragnow, Jack Fox, TJ Hawkinson, Jonah Jackson, who was a Pro Bowler last year, and Jared Goff, who was a Pro Bowler twice with the Rams, are not on this list. They've already been to the Pro Bowl. Last year, Jonah Jackson was an alternate, and then due to injuries and guys playing in the Super Bowl, Jonah got the nod and became a first-time Pro Bowler and participated in the game. Now, if you ask me, like, is the Pro Bowl in Orlando or Hawaii or where they play this game, I have no idea. I can't even keep up with it anymore because I never watch it. But it is a measuring stick for players who are getting accolades from other players, teammates, coaches, GMs, and, of course, the fan voting. So, again, Frank Ragnow has been to the game, so he's excluded from this list. The punt god, Jack Fox. TJ Hawkinson, who was there in 2020. Jonah Jackson, who was there last year. And Jared Goff, who has been there a couple of times with the Rams. Those are guys that have been to Pro Bowls before and would not be making their first trip as a Lion. So, for this week and even next week, I'm going to count you down from five to one. The five guys that I think have a chance to be first-time Pro Bowlers. And the first one on my list might not be somebody that you would think of and maybe not make your list, but he's made my list, and that is Romeo Okwara. Now, some of you are going to say, well, why would you pick him? Well, number one, when the Pro Bowl lists get put out there, when people pick and choose, a lot of times rookies, and I'm kind of giving away my hand here, but a lot of times rookies and young players get the shaft. They don't get selected unless they just blow up like Micah Parsons did last year. Romeo Okwara has a track record in this league. He's got a resume. Remember in 2018, picked up by Bob Quinn, he had a 7.5 sack season. 2019, the numbers went down, but the Lions elected going into last year to re-up and give him a three-year extension for around $39 million. Actually, that was after 2020, let me go back. 2020, his last year with Quinn and Patricia, he had a 10-sack season. Leading to last year, where they had to pay him, because 10 sacks, 44 combined tackles, 11 tackles for loss, and 18 quarterback hits in 2020 got him that contract. So he's had seasons of 7.5 sacks with the Lions and 10 sacks with the Lions. Last year, he only played in 4 games. He got a sack and a couple of quarterback hits and was not really having a great season. But if you remember, then he tore his Achilles in week 4, and he was out for the year. Romeo Okwara is a good football player. And now that he's going to be back and hopefully healthy, knock on wood, and playing opposite of Charles Harris, playing opposite of Aiden Hutchinson, maybe even Josh Pascal, I think that's going to open up things for Romeo to have a big year. If he were to have a 13-sack season or a 14-sack season and the Lions D-line became of age a little bit, he would have the chance to make the Pro Bowl. He never has in the past. And I think he's a good player. He's kind of had on-again, off-again success. 7.5 sacks 1 year, the next year 1.5. Then 10 sacks, and last year wasn't playing that well before the injury. So it's almost like this year now in 2022, even number year Romeo is going to show up. And for a team that is desperate to have pass rushers and to have guys that can sack the quarterback and open up some things for this defense, I truly believe Romeo Okwara has the chance to make the Pro Bowl. Now, some of you are going to go, well, where's Aiden Hutchinson? Look, we got a whole week of list of the time to talk about this. But I think he's a good player. And because he has a track record, sometimes that comes into play. You'll see players get selected that maybe have had back-to-back good years or 2 out of 3 good years or accumulating some statistics. And that's why I'm putting Romeo on this list. What if he were to have a double-digit sack year? That'd be a second one. And so people would take note. He's a name people know now. Not a household name around the league, but I think somebody that deserves to get some love and I think has a chance to maybe have a Pro Bowl-type season. But again, the Lions' defense has got to improve and has got to be better. I mentioned the guys before. Goff, Jackson, Ragnow, Hockenson, and Fox. You got a quarterback in there, a punter, and 3 offensive players. I mean, the Lions have not had a Pro Bowler on defense, I don't believe, since Darius Slay. And so with big play Slay gone, this defense has sucked. And it was Slay and Sue who have been to Pro Bowls, and basically that's it. And you look at this defense, and you maybe want to pick some players that would maybe have a breakout year and be a Pro Bowler. I think based on his past, Okwara has a chance to do it this season. So I'm interested in your take on it. Am I way off base? Is this a guy that had really one good year a couple of years ago with the 10-plus sacks and that's it? Or do you think he will shine this year and have an opportunity to make the game? Interested in your take on this? At Derry Speaks on Twitter, at Locked On Lions. And, of course, you can comment as well on YouTube and the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. All right, speaking of pass rushers, Aiden Hutchinson is getting some serious love. I want to tell you about that coming up next. But first, betonline.net is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's Major League Baseball games that are going on right now. Of course, Tigers playing a day game today. Golf, MMA, boxing, and of course, Summer League NBA. You want the Summer League scoop? Get it at betonline.net. They are your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, live betting, esports, scores, and more. And betonline.net remains the best spot for all your sports scores, podcasts, and news this season. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action by going to BetOnline. It is where the game starts. All right, so this is starting to make the rounds around the intrawebs, or the internet, as they say. And that is that NFL.com recently put out a poll and a list about a non-quarterback candidate to be the team MVP for this season. And this was written by our buddy Kevin Patrick. We got to have Kevin on the show from around the NFL. And in this NFL.com list, the non-quarterback candidate to be team MVP of the Detroit Lions on this NFL.com rundown was none other than the team's first-round pick, number two overall, Aiden Hutchinson. Patra writes, quote, "A rookie winning MVP? Laughable. Sure, sure, sure. But what if the homegrown talent dominates out of the gate, racking up sack after sack for a previously toothless Lions defense? If Detroit is to go worst to first in the NFC North," oh my gosh, here we go with worst to first, "the defense must be better, and that starts with Hutchinson having one of the greatest seasons in club history after setting the single-season Michigan sack record," end quote. That'd be crazy, right? Patra goes on to say, quote, "Suppose the edge rusher blasts past the rookie sack record of 14 and a half, approaches the 20 sack mark, and plays like a man possessed as the Lions stun the football world in year two of a rebuild. Then does it sound so ridiculous?" End quote. I just got done telling you, what if Romeo Okwara got another 10 sack season or 10 and a half sack season? That would be tremendous. But last year we were gaga over Charles Harris, and he had 8.5 sacks and just got $8 million a year. Asking Aiden Hutchinson to be the team MVP and to break the rookie single season sack record of 14 and a half is a big ask. Dan, that's a big ask. I'm excited to see what Aiden Hutchinson could do. I think he's going to get to the quarterback. I think he's going to have a really good season. And I want to tell you what Michael Brocker said in a little while about Hutchinson. But to say that he is going to be the team MVP, non-quarterback, for this season, I think is a little bit of a stretch. I think somebody like TJ Hockenson could be the team's MVP this year. I think DeAndre Swift has the capability of being the team MVP, maybe if he has an 1,000-yard type of season. I'm not sure that this Lions defense is going to take this gigantic step that I think some people think they're going to take in year two. I love the defensive line depth that Brad Holmes has accumulated. All right. Onwuzurike, McNeil, Brockers, Pascal, Harris, the Okwaras, Hutchinson. All right. There's a lot of names there. There are a lot of players that can really step up and get, you know, this team to a level where they're not getting throttled up front like they were in some games last year, including the Philadelphia game. They're not getting allowing the likes of Kirk Cousins at the end of a game, Lamar Jackson at the end of a game, to come down the field, have all day to throw, and beat them. It would be a defense that for the first time since, what, 2014 or whatever it is, it would be a defense that has some ferocity, has some guys up front that are getting to the quarterback that other teams have to identify and then game plan for. Aiden Hutchinson is the number two overall pick. I expect him to play well. He was not drafted 12th. He was not drafted 22nd, 32nd, 42nd. The list goes on and on. He was drafted number two for a reason. But none of these guys, Trayvon Walker at number one, Aiden at number two, you know, the kid from Oregon, why is his name escaping me? Oh, my God. At number five to the Giants. All right, Kayvon Thibodeau. None of these guys, they're all the same. If Jacksonville would have taken Tibbs at number one, you could have made an argument for it. If the Lions took Walker at two, you could have made an argument for it. Thibodeau at five, same thing. They're kind of interchangeable. The thing you like about Hutchinson is the motor, the want. He wants to be here. And you know he's going to give maximum effort every practice and every game. The question is he going to be good enough to get around the edge? This is not the Big Ten, and this is not a knock on the Big Ten. The Big Ten is tremendous. But Aiden Hutchinson, when he went up against pro players, the most pro you can get, SEC, Georgia, did not play well in that game. It was one game, not judging him on it. I'm making a point. That will he go from setting the sack record at Michigan to setting the rookie sack record? I'm not ready to go there yet. You know the effort's going to be there. But there is something about raw talent, and there is something about taking a jump to the next level. If Aiden Hutchinson was such a home run and the end-all, be-all, Jacksonville would have taken him number one. They must have had some questions. The Lions, we know this, loved the entire product. Aiden Hutchinson is going to be on billboards. He's going to help sell tickets. The Lions had an empty stadium last year. Their attendance was low. Aiden is selling tickets right now. People are excited. He's a tremendous young man. He wants to be here. He's from here. And so all of that plays a role. I'm not sure he's going to be the team MVP, but boy, that would be some lift. And that would go to a long way in showing that Brad Holmes made the right call in taking him over Kayvon Thibodeau at number two. What do his teammates think of him? They speak very, very highly of the Dearborn Divine Child star. And we're going to tell you about that in a second. This episode brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. That is why you don't need to go out of the house. You need to go to your computer, to your phone, and go to www.rockauto.com and get everything you need right there with a click of a button. Save time, save money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Seriously, Rock Auto's the best, and you're saving money. Family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years, and their prices are reliably low for every customer. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto part needs. Here's what you got to do. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck and write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. All right, so this past weekend, Michael Brockers of your Detroit Lions, the graybeard of the team at 31 years of age, held a youth football and cheerleading camp down in Houston over the weekend. Aaron Wilson, who is based out of Houston, writes for Pro Football Network, does a lot of breaking news stuff, interviewed Brockers about the 2021 season and only winning three games. He then talked about, he said this, opponents knew we were coming the whole 60 minutes of the game. That's what I love about being here in Detroit, the enthusiasm to be in Detroit, to play for Detroit, and to be a Lion. So that's cool. Michael Brockers is awesome. Great, great veteran. When asked about Aiden Hutchinson, his soon-to-be teammate and first-round pick, Brockers said, quote, "He's a man on a mission. He does everything he's supposed to do. You don't even have to tell him. This is him doing a lot of his rookie duties. We didn't even ask him. He just went and did it. What do you guys need for the D-line room?" And stuff like that. This is a man who thinks ahead. You can respect a guy like that. He has a lot of respect in my book. End quote. Brocker said that types of things that Hutchinson did for the team and the D-line room, including taking care of food, water, and snacks. All right, so that's pretty cool. Man on a mission. Okay, rarely have you heard anybody come out, veteran players, and talk this highly of Lions rookies. But this is the second straight year we've heard the same type of thing. Last year when Penei Sewell came in, veteran players said, this guy's ready right now. You could put him at right tackle, left tackle. He's working hard. He's great in the locker room and in the weight room and on the field, and he's ready right now. Now, again, Penei Sewell was drafted in the top 10. He was drafted 7th, all right? Aiden Hutchinson is drafted 2nd. These guys have to perform. But when you earn the respect of somebody like Michael Brockers and he says that you're a man on a mission and you haven't even had training camp yet, you've had one mandatory mini camp, and that's it. That should tell you something about culture, about players that they have, and just about how teammates feel about others. And that's half the battle. Look what's going on in Chicago right now. Three arrests this summer already of players. Justin Fields questioning if the team is even going to be ready at the start of the year, saying openly, if we had to play a game now, we are not ready. Folks around Chicagoland questioning the Bears' GM hire and coaching hire already. You know, is this a rebuild? What are we doing? Are we tanking to get another quarterback? But Fields is the guy. Why didn't we add this? All that. Yet here in Detroit, whether you like it or not, whether you think these players can play, we're going to find out. Michael Brockers is basically saying this guy's the real deal. And it's refreshing. Now, Aiden has to do it on the field. He's got the respect of his teammates, so that's nice. But you love to hear that. And they got good competition on the D-line. I've said this on the show before. He better be out there playing a ton of snaps. I know you rotate in and out and everything else, but Aiden Hutchinson was taken not to be a rotational piece. He was taken at number two to help this defense a lot. But you love what you're hearing from Brockers about a teammate who you haven't even been to training camp with yet. So I like it. That'll do it for a Monday edition, everybody, of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Thanks for making us your first listen each and every day. We are back again tomorrow.